dear friend, we met, fell in love, and got engaged in the Jubilee year of 2000. So when it comes to Jubilees, celebrated since the 1300s, we're all ears. Having received so many graces during that Jubilee, that year of the Lord's favor, we are eager to see what this year holds in its turn. Wait, what's a Jubilee? It's a year marked out by the Church for celebration of our redemption by Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, which typically happens every 25 years. It's a time of hope, of mercy, of forgiving debts and being set free, of setting things right between ourselves and God and our neighbor. It's a year for joyfully reaffirming our faith or returning to the path that leads to heaven. So, just a couple weeks into the Jubilee of 2025, Pilgrims of Hope, we'd like to share 7 ways your family can benefit from this special time in the life of the Church. There's an inspiring document by Pope Francis that prompted these ideas. Our suggestion? Choose one or two that resonate with your family and just get started. Number 1. Print out the Heaven in Your Home flowchart, put it on your fridge, and write a title or theme on it for 2025 that somehow includes Pilgrims and Hope. For example, the Johnson family, Pilgrims of Hope in 2025. This will keep you moving on your pilgrimage toward your Trinity House goals while placing them in the larger context of the Jubilee. Quote, pilgrimage is, of course, a fundamental element of every Jubilee event, end quote, Pope Francis writes. Number 2, in your family prayer times, pray the Jubilee prayer together. We have a link in the letter where you can print it. In your times of intercessory prayer, lift up prisoners, the sick, the young, migrants, exiles, displaced persons, and refugees, the elderly, grandparents, and the poor. These are the groups that Pope Francis highlights for our attention. By praying for them more regularly, your family can more fully enter into the Jubilee. Number 3, plan out your family's confession schedule for 2025. Pope Francis writes that the sacrament of reconciliation is, quote, the essential starting point of any true journey of conversion, end quote, and we would be remiss to leave it to chance. To give you an example, our family has settled on the 4th Wednesday evening of the month at 7 p.m. when many nearby parishes offer confession. Will we have to adjust at points throughout the year? Of course, but we're starting out our pilgrimage with a shared goal. Number 4, practice daily, quote, small gestures of friendship, a kind look, a ready ear, a good deed, end quote, and celebrate this witness in your family culture, at the dinner table, and throughout the day. Pope Francis speaks of these gestures as, quote, rich seeds of hope, end quote, that we can plant in this Jubilee year. Number 5, practice patience and forgiveness in your family. As Pope Francis writes, quote, in our fast-paced world, we are used to wanting everything now. May we learn to pray frequently for the grace of patience, which is both the daughter of hope and at the same time its firm foundation, end quote. Also, as we receive the Father's mercy in new ways throughout this Jubilee, the members of our families can, quote, forgive others in turn, end quote. Number 6, turn a new page with the Mother of God in 2025. Quote, in the Blessed Virgin, Pope Francis writes, we see that hope is not naive optimism, but a gift of grace amid the realities of life, end quote. Whether it's starting or getting back to the family rosary, a pilgrimage to a Marian shrine, or other devotion, the Jubilee year can be a special turning point. Number 7, plan a pilgrimage for your family. Whether it's your local cathedral or nearest shrine, or Rome, Lourdes, Fatima, the Hill of Tepeyac, or Jerusalem, take time as a family this Jubilee to participate fully. This will be your family's standout moment in union with the Pilgrim Church in this Jubilee year. If possible, do at least part of your pilgrimage on foot. As Pope Francis writes, quote, a pilgrimage on foot is a great aid for rediscovering the values of silence, effort, and simplicity of life, end quote. Now, visualize this. It's January 2026, and you are looking back on the Jubilee of 2025. Yes, your family experienced trials, curveballs, and the unexpected challenges that life brings. But your family began the Jubilee with a vision, a plan, and some practical milestones and metrics to help you track your pilgrimage. Quote, hope does not disappoint, from Romans 5:5. are the first words of Pope Francis's invitation to the Jubilee of 2025. And someday, Lord willing, when we look back on this Jubilee, we too will be able to say that Jesus Christ, our hope, our Savior, did not disappoint. As Pope Francis writes, quote, "May the power of hope fill our days as we await with confidence the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and glory now and forever," end quote.